cliffcentral.com. And we're back. Hello. Welcome to Unplugged and In Charge. My name is Lesego Maphanga. Let's play a bit of bed music just for the ambiance. I know Wes, I wanted a bit of motivational stuff in the background. You can see that like, I'm so new to this. I don't even know where everything is, but I can't even find it.
But can I just call Lesego on a point of order? Like, we're in parliament, and you know what irritates me? And I want to be honest, Lesego always starts the show, and we're back. We just arrived, dog. How can we be back? We just arrived.
Well, it's also true. I wanted to talk
maybe,
rubbish.
Maybe on your side, Lesego, we back because people who listen to the podcast, you know, just listen and then they pause and then they listen to the next one and we back again. So let me say I understand.
No, I want to talk nonsense and I'm like, no, I was lying. But ever since the way to put it that way, I'm cool.
Nah, dog.
Okay. In that case, let's kill it. Let's start it the proper way, right? 1, 2, 3. Let's do this the proper way. We're about to start this. So 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Where's it?
All right. Okay, so today it's a mixture of Rack City playing in the background while we also unplugging and charging you at the same time. It is Lesego Maphanga on the ones and twos, and hence you can see it is a little disrupted. He's all about disrupting the market, and that's exactly what's happening right here as well. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show of superstar leaders. Welcome to 2017. Welcome to February. Yes, you made it. Yes, your pockets made it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, we have won! Yeah. Victory!
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, baby!
Woo.
Yeah!
Wow! If there was ever a way to start things, that would be it, wouldn't it?
That's what killed me, like. I could
never do that. It's too much energy.
I'm busy watching this guy. Like, oh man, Lesego, if the world could see you, like, oh, it would be the greatest view ever. Like,
it would be like
I've never seen a mixture of passion and confusion and all sorts of things in one place. Like, it's actually quite epic, bro. It's actually quite epic. Yeah, man, I'm ready. We're live. It's. I feel like now this is when 2017 starts.
Yeah. 2017 starts in February. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
You know it, buddy. You know it. I'm ready. We're live. Oh
yeah,
my
man.
Gosh.
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a lovely time to be alive. It's great to have you as part of this tribe of superstar leaders, because that's what we always try and do. So, I mean, this show is all about really shaping you, your mind, making sure that you are focused going into 2017. Wherever the downs are, we're trying to make sure that, you know, you can come up on that. So, yeah, today we're going to be chatting about a couple of things.
Yeah, man.
One of them is passion versus purpose, and how do you actually monetize on passion and purpose and all these other things at the same time. But before all of that, here's an interesting question. What has social media done to us?
Mm.
I mean, social media is a great invention, and normally with great inventions, let's say, for instance, let's use electricity and just a simple thing like the street lights as an example.
Yeah.
Let's say you live in a village. Now, the village people normally would sleep at a certain time. Let's say that time is 5 o'clock. No, not five. Let's say 7 o'clock. Normally, when the sun has set, when there was no street lights or anything and no electricity. Like, for instance, one of the villages where I come from would normally around 7, my grandfather's already sleeping. But now that there's electricity, now that there's street lights and these type of things, people can stay awake for a little bit longer. That changes everything. It changes the culture. It changes the way that they do things. It even changes custom. Like, for instance, if people thought that by a certain time, certain things should have been done. Normally the belief was like that because of the sunset and there would not be any light anymore. But now that there's electricity, certain things can, you know, extend for a longer period. So it really changes sleeping patterns and all sorts of things like parties and how long things can go for. Now so we can see from that example that electricity or technology in a sense or innovation does disrupt a community as well. And it also disrupts the culture of the people. Now, what about social media? It is something that has just come upon us. I mean, it's not really that old yet. I mean, you can imagine, I think when I was in grade 7, I was new to Facebook. I think I only got my first Facebook profile when I was in grade 7. So Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these things, they're relatively new. Have we stopped to look at what those things do to us and what our culture is becoming?
Talk about hitting the ground running, bro. Like, I'm just easing into the show. Like,
I'm already deep
dog,
down.
Like, in the topic.
Shucks, guys. Maybe it's because I was on a talk show yesterday. Yo, I was on, guys, I was on 702. One moment we were laughing. The next moment they start talking about 94 patients with mental illnesses who died. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I'm like, that thing changed, bro.
Serious so quickly. Yeah.
So, like, I want to ease into the show.
Cool, please do.
And talk about how the fact that I feel like it's a new month, it's a new year, and I'm finally back on social media. Funny enough, we're talking about social media, but I recently got back on social media. I mean, I was off social media for basically the whole of January. I come back to social media on I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and the first thing I see on Instagram, all of a sudden now you can post live videos, you can do all sorts of things. It feels like it was all sorts of overwhelming, like I was starting all over again. I don't know if you guys have felt that, but like, it was crazy, man. This past week was crazy, just trying to get back into the zone and see what's happening around the world.
Well, I mean, I think that is pretty fitting as when it comes to what we're talking about today, because we are talking about what has social media done to us. Now, Simpiwe, you went on a social experiment to be off social media for about a month, right?
Yeah.
And tell me, in this month, what have you noticed?
I've realized that I've actually got so much time and just time to think and reflect on a lot of things, you know. Mm. I think social media to some degree is a beautiful thing, but it's also one of the biggest distractions we face in the world, because it's second nature to just check on your phone and see what's happening in and around your world with your friends. Let me ask you, Lesego, what's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Check Twitter trends.
Always. Where's that?
Without fail.
Yeah. Check notifications, WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Yeah.
It's quite crazy, right?
That's true. So you even brush your teeth, like,
you open your eyes and you reach
for your phone and you're like, what has happened? Like this morning, I was checking it out with one eye because my eyes were not even open properly.
Exactly. So like in the past 3 weeks, I had to break that habit. You know, it takes 21 days to form a habit.
Yeah.
And I remember before I left social media, that's when one of the first things that I was doing also, checking Twitter, checking Instagram, checking what's happening around the world. But all of a sudden now when I've come back, I've just changed my habits. I don't even want to go back to that way, because it always seems that we're not starting in the right way, you know. And it's been very interesting because social media plays a powerful and pivotal role in a society, but I think it's very important to get it in doses and discipline yourself. I've broken all sorts of habits. I don't go on social media as much anymore. I go on social media for an intentional purpose. And if I'm not there for an intentional purpose, then I don't really check it out anymore. It's a beautiful thing. I feel like I've liberated myself.
Yeah.
Like it's a beautiful thing, bro.
Now, here's the thing. Were you off WhatsApp and those type of things as well? Or was it just
The three major keys. So it's
three major keys. Yeah. Tell me which are the major keys to success.
It was Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Okay, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So WhatsApp was still there.
Yeah, WhatsApp was still there.
Okay, okay. Because here's the thing with WhatsApp, ne? There's now, ever since Zuckerberg bought this thing, he put in this new thing of blue ticks, right?
Hey, I love
where
that
you can
thing.
Actually
Hello.
See when a person has read and so on. And that in itself has brought a new pressure because now there's instant messaging. Now, along with instant messaging, people want instant replies.
You know what? I promised myself in 2017 that I will not be ashamed to blue tick a person and feel bad about it. I won't feel bad about blue ticking a person because that's the system, bro. The system is forcing us to try and conform and respond now. I'm not for that.
Okay, let me add my two cents.
I'm sure Lesego is the type of guy that switched off his blue ticks. Did you switch off your blue ticks?
I don't even know. I don't even bother. You must just know. Like, if I don't feel like replying to you, you must understand. So listen. First things first. Do we even have the hashtag for the show today?
Yeah. In? So the main thing is You need to mention Cliff Central. That's at cliffcentral.com on Twitter, and normally that will help for the for your actual tweet to actually pop up on the screen. You can also, of course, hashtag Unplugged Radio Show.
Yeah,
that's the hashtag right there, and we'll be able to check out your comments and so on as well. Every now and again, there's also a WhatsApp line. We're gonna check out what the number is, and we'll give that to you in a short little while. But for now, you can interact with us and then converse with us using that. At cliffcentral.com and hashtag Unplugged Radio Show.
And isn't that just a beautiful thing that people can do that and communicate with us right here from anywhere in the world? See what
okay.
I did there?
Yeah, well,
I see where he's going with
that. Thank you very much for doing that there.
So listen, on my side, listen, I'm not an advocate for all communication and technology. I just fucked it up now at the beginning of the show. It's all good. You know, no one gets it off while 100%. Some people like it, some people hate it. I think it is what it is.
Mm.
I think disruptive tech is not going to end. I think it's just going to keep on going. I think whether we like it or not, there'll be like a new form of WhatsApp. I think it's going to probably come a point where I'll be able to WhatsApp Weza, and I'll probably be able to like live stream him so I know if he's looking at his phone or not, you know?
Mm.
There'll probably be things like that. There'll probably be like some crazy things where he'll probably detect that whether you like it or not, Weza has seen your message even though he hasn't opened it. You know? It'll probably get deeper and deeper, but you're right. It does disturb the peace.
I actually just had an epiphany of how the future might look like. We'd have these drones that fly around, right?
Yeah.
But it can... So one drone is Lesejo's drone. So it literally flies around with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
So... So when you want to post a video or whatever, it's not like selfie mode. The drone is already looking at you. So you just have to look at the drone and say, shucks, I'm feeling like this or like that right now. So even when you calling a person, it's video call, but like you just look at the drone and you're already talking, and the drone kind of shows, let's say, some sort of hologram of the person you're talking about to, or maybe just a little screen where you can actually see the person see where they are, what they're doing while the conversation is happening.
Now we need to consider things like drone traffic, like jams or drone.
But it's literally hovering above your head almost the entire time, or it's just avoiding obstacles.
That's not very far-fetched.
I've got a question. Will we be dating over drones now? Like, I feel like social media and all these technology platforms are really leading us to have our relationships online. Like that's
it helps for long distance relationships, I guess, but it's not necessarily, it's the main thing when a drone would come into play is to try and make communication even easier. So this drone obviously is using solar power or something new that has not been discovered yet, but it is literally something that literally just follows you around. I think it would maybe be cool, but it might also be a little creepy because you're in the toilet and it's outside.
There's no privacy, dog. There's no privacy.
Yeah, but I think that even with the WhatsApp video calling and all these things, privacy is becoming less of a thing, especially.
It's becoming more of a commodity.
Yes, especially when it comes to people that you have allowed into your space in the first place. So you're not seeing, not everyone can see you when you don't want them to see you, I guess. But it is, you know, they are, I mean, just like how WhatsApp, you don't have, not everyone has access to you.
Yeah.
Only the people that have your number and you allow them to have access to you have access to you. Maybe the same way would happen then. But it's something really interesting. But now, my challenge is, have you guys ever wondered this? I wrote this tweet yesterday on Twitter, and everybody was just replying
to it. Yeah, I saw that tweet.
And it was saying that it's interesting how long ago, like back in the day, let's say your grandfathers and them, their relationships would survive on one letter every month. And people corrected me and said, no, man, one letter every 6 months. One letter every 6 months. And if you were to come back in December after you've only been home in December last time, if you didn't write a letter, they'll say, oh, what's up, pal? Mara, they wouldn't necessarily be super angry, but it would just be like, oh, come on, man. But it's one letter every 6 months. Now, that's a letter, guys. That's just a letter that you wrote.
It's not even
hand.
A phone call, bro.
You know what I mean? And nowadays, miss just a day, dog.
And it's like,
just
and
2 hours,
like,
but
yeah, with some people it's like 2 hours and you're on hot water. Why? It seems like you don't care. I don't know.
Bro.
It seems like you're too busy for
me. Did I do something wrong?
I think this all has to do with, you know, with what this is a new pressure that social media has brought.
It's a social pressure. Yeah.
It's a social pressure. It comes from even in the days of BBM. You know what BBM did? You now have a phone that's got BBM and you got free messaging, instant messaging.
Well, what BBM did do is made data fall. Hey. That's the one thing that it
Yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. Definitely. Do you remember? $60 a month. Yeah. Unlimited.
But now, anyway, what happened with that is it brought a peer pressure into play, because now you needed to buy the phone too, because your girlfriend has the phone or your brother or your mother has the phone and you need to keep up. So yeah, they're like, it would really be cool if you also had BBM, because then we could talk.
Yeah.
And you're like, now I need to go get BBM. So then you go and you buy the phone.
It overcame Nokia like overnight.
Mm.
Like everybody had a BlackBerry.
For once, it became normal to buy a phone of 2,000 Rand. Before that time, it was a crazy thing.
Like, it was a crazy notion.
You know, 800 was a normal price for a phone. Then BBM came and then people thought, okay, 2,000 is not bad. But in the beginning, people were like, if you had a BlackBerry in first year. People like you, not BlackBerry. Ah, you see this one, two stainer, Baba. Yes.
And if you think back now, that thing wasn't worth $100.
You know, but now, I mean, phones these days are like 10,000 Rand, 20,000 Rand, and we still think it's usual, and it's weird because that it seems like times change, but so does social pressure, because the social pressure is making you now want an iPhone or a Samsung S7, or, you know, that type of stuff. And that's what keeps these guys going.
So my question now is, do you feel the pressure of social media? Do you feel it, like, on a day-to-day?
My pressure is the people who want me to reply immediately. Then I, whether these, some of them are just, you know, just friends. Yeah. But then they are, you know, it's such a thing now.
We're talking like WhatsApp now.
We're talking WhatsApp.
Like really intimate. Not like,
it is social media.
In fact, even if you want to take it all the way to Twitter, what has happened is, let's say, for instance, I've got this training facility. I train people how to, like, on voiceovers and presentation skills and that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I give a person an email address so that they can email me and they'll get information on how the workshop works. They email, and then I get an inbox on Twitter saying, hey, no one has replied to my email.
An hour later.
And I'm like,
that's an hour later.
Let me check, when did this person send this thing?
Yeah.
And it's not even that long. And I'm thinking, geez, man, what has happened to patience?
Relax yourself.
You know, some people would submit a form at a company and wait for like 2 weeks. Yeah. And then afterwards, they're like, okay, maybe now it's a good time to go and inquire.
Yeah.
These days, a few hours, sometimes a minute, you call them to say, hey, did you get my email? I just sent it to you now. I was hoping for a reply. And you're thinking, wow, you think these guys have nothing else to do? Like, they were just sitting the whole day waiting for you.
Waiting for you.
Yes.
Yes.
And the problem is, Simpiwe, that we're not... You're a hardworking guy. You're ambitious. You have many projects. You're doing a lot of things. And other people maybe that are acquainted to you do not have so much to do. So they're literally sitting there with their phones thinking, and they're just going through people's lives on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just sitting and maybe gossiping with friends and family or whatever they're doing. I'm not sure what they do with all that time watching series, watching 20,000 episodes of every single thing on the planet.
Yeah.
And then when now they text you, they expect you to have the same quality of life that they have or the same amount of time that they have. And they cannot, you know, just apply a bit of understanding that maybe our timetables do not look the same. So the fact that Simpiwe saw your message does not mean that he's going to reply immediately.
Exactly.
Because maybe Simpiwe is in the middle of something really important, but he just wanted to check your message to see if it's an emergency.
Mm.
Since he noticed that it wasn't an emergency, he thought, you know what? I'm going to reply a little later today when I am done with whatever I'm doing. And sometimes Simpiwe's life just is so busy that he only gets a reply tonight.
Yeah.
Or in fact, tonight he passes out and he wakes up tomorrow and is like, oh,
you know,
I didn't reply.
Bro.
And then you reply. And then guess what? You only reply now. Oh my gosh. You know what? You're a bad person. You know what?
I don't have time
for people who don't have time for me.
Yes, man.
Like, they don't respect me.
Wizard just spoke how my life revolves at the moment. It's like, you know me, bro. Like, it's too much, bro. It's too much.
You know?
Because, and that's why I say, do not be ashamed to blue tick a person. It's
so,
okay.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, guys, let's just understand each other's times. Fine, we can't all be ambitious. But in fact, if you were a little ambitious, that would be a great thing too.
It would be a beautiful thing,
dog. Yeah, yeah. I strongly encourage people who feel like they are being blue ticked to start having more things to do. Like, start having more projects. Do some things. Now, I'm stepping on a couple of people's toes.
I want to say something. Actually, what you're saying is very important. Rise above the blue tick. Don't be touched by the blue tick.
You know?
Yeah, it's important.
Because
man.
Your mama survived on less.
Dog.
Your grandmama survived on a letter a month. No, a letter a year. And she was fine. Their relationship turned out just fine. That's why you were here.
So clearly, they did something right.
You know what? They always say that a picture tells 1,000 words. The blue tick tells 1,000,000 stories, yes, dog. So. Like, you could come up with so many different kinds of stories. But the truth is, I'm just busy. I don't have time for you right now.
Yo, I got a reply on Twitter. Somebody saying that these days, miss one call in a weekend and you're going to have to come up with a really good story. To what happened.
So can I put a bit of a spin? So my frustration, right, is not so much, and perhaps maybe just people are used to me, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not so much social media. What I really hate is people that nag. So I'll give you an example. Let's say one of my mates, maybe listen, people will be like, yo guys, let's go for drinks on Friday, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no, I can't make it. Right?
Yeah.
And then they say Saturday, like, no, I can't make it. And then next week Friday hits, I'm like, I still can't make it. And then the next Friday hits, and then they become irritable. And then I'm like, no, guys, I genuinely cannot make it. And I will not prioritize going out and socializing with you over work, for example.
Yeah, exactly. For me, I've got another question now, and you've actually brought it up with what you're saying right now. Do you feel the social pressure that we experience with social media might lead a lot of people to compromising on who they are?
Yeah, all the time. Of course it does.
But
of course it does. No, let me tell you, and the thing is, it's almost like, I mean, myself and Ari talk about this a lot, like all the time. It's, what do you call it? It's, you have conscious, subconscious.
Yeah.
It's subconscious. If you're going to be on social media all the time, and all you're going to see is Lesejo's perfect abs all the time, all you're going to want is perfect abs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going to see someone in an M4 driving around, pretend that their life is ABC, guys, let me tell you something. I don't care who's who. No one's lifestyle is Instagram perfect.
Dog.
Nobody.
There is
you
no
are
girl like
talking
that.
Rubbish. I work in corporate. Half of these guys are like corporate. Like, if I just search the hashtag corporate on Instagram and I see what comes, I'm like, bullshit, guys. I'm like, don't lie to me. I'm like, don't lie to me. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And even like half the guys that work out. I'm sorry, gym is shit. No one likes to work out all the time. It hurts. It's not nice. It's not a good feeling. I hate when people take photos and they smile in front of the photos while they're at gym. Like,
lies,
no.
Dog.
Lies, you didn't do nothing. If you're smiling at the gym after a set, you didn't do nothing. You're lying.
So I actually tweeted out, what has social media done for your relationships and how has it influenced you? Some person said, oh, it was at D_Tsekho, she said that social media ended some of her relationships even. Mm, hey, it's real out here. I even asked, how social media influenced you? Some people said, @NosAndersCore@NosAmChali said, it's increased my bank account and is my real-time information portal.
How did it increase your bank account?
Probably things like sponsored tweets.
Yeah.
Or maybe,
oh, that's a rip. Hello, pay Twitter. Hey.
Yeah. And Sad Boy Usuke said that social media has fucked up relationships to the max.
Oh yeah.
Yo, it's crazy, bro. Like, yo.
Like, let me give you an example, guys. I just put up a picture on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And it was this picture of us three saying we're kicking it, right?
Yeah.
And a really hot chick by the name of Candace. You all know Candace, mama. On the mashup.
Yeah, yeah.
The presidential mashup. So I posted the picture and Candace says, my faves, the flaming trio. Here's the thing, guys. We are her flaming trio, right?
Shut up.
Don't try you and your friends to try to be a flaming trio. You know what I'm saying? We can't all be flaming trios. There needs to be a group of three friends that are just cool being themselves, right? Maybe they're just engineers or something. That good for you, you know? Somebody thinks you're a flaming trio too. Don't feel the pressure.
Lesejo's basically saying... in a weird way, Lesejo's basically saying, just stay in your damn lane, man.
Like, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, just like... I'm going to leave it there. Okay, moving on, bro. What's happening on Twitter?
Oh, man. Like, it's crazy out here, bro. Like,
yeah, so I just put up a poll saying, can blue ticks cause you to break up? for instance. At the moment, it's on a 50-50. So half saying, yes, it can cause you to break up with someone. And some saying, ah, soga, just a blue tick. Soga, no. So I'm waiting to see how that goes at Weza, that guy. That's why I put it up on. And yeah, we'll get to see. I gave it about 22 minutes. So we'll get to see at the end of the show what exactly people think about blue ticks.
Like, my question is, if a blue tick can break up your relationship, what is it actually worth it?
That's the thing.
Like, does that person know you enough to deserve to date you?
I mean, like, for example, I don't know whether you guys have seen the Simon Sinek video around millennials.
Yeah.
And I mean, he brings a very valid point there, and he says, you know, the thing is, things are a little too easy nowadays. So for example, dating, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to, so for example, Weza would like look at Celeste across the room. Mm-hmm. And then plan out his moves, and then go to Celeste and be like, hey Celeste, what's going on? My name's Weza, whatever. Yeah. You know? Put your Mac game on. Nowadays you don't even have to. Nowadays
just swipe right.
Just slide in the DMs.
Or, you know, swipe right.
Or swipe right. Or literally just swipe right. Like,
swipe
that's
right.
That is how easy. So the thing is, easy come, easy go.
Wait,
so
what is swipe right? I'm a
Tinder,
bit behind.
Bro.
On Tinder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Swipe right, swipe left. Don't like you swipe right. So literally, easy come, easy go. This is the thing.
Sure,
the
but
ease
I think
of access
I
is a little
judge
too easy.
Any girl that's on Tinder, like, well, any like
anybody that's on Tinder, dog.
Because apparently Tinder is not doing what it was meant to do.
Can like, I be? Listen, I was like, what's going on with Tinder?
And yeah, then you went on.
No. Then at work, I was in a class.
I was in a class
with this one lady, right? I'm probably like in her, early 30s or something.
Yeah.
She found her husband
on Tinder.
I did not believe her.
How long were they married?
Desperado.
How long were they married for?
Well, she's in her early 30s, bro. So probably like maybe not more than 3-4 years.
Yeah, but I mean, how long has Tinder been around?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So I don't think it's been that long yet. Maybe it's they're still newlyweds.
Maybe 2 or 3 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
let's just see how that relationship
lasts. Jeez, Tinder.
Because
I mean, when I hear from it from guys, they just say, "Ah, oh, no, it's just a great place to hook up." And yeah,
yeah, because guys always have like a one track.
It's mind. Messed. But yeah, it is what yeah. Because I mean, I think initially Tinder was meant to be a business portal or some sort, right?
Are you serious?
Some sort of connecting with people who might help you out in your business. It's like a networking place.
Isn't that LinkedIn though?
No. Like LinkedIn is, but Tinder is more like the social media version of LinkedIn.
So it's like a skills platform. It was supposed to be like a skills platform.
Like yeah, like hey, you interested in events? Hey, I'm planning an event. You know, let's see what we can do together. Let's collaborate. Let's see what we can do. And I think initially, maybe they kind of had to innovate around what the customers looked like they were looking for.
Yeah.
And maybe that they also kind of made it easier to date people on Tinder, I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, interesting stuff.
It's interesting. Now, I want to actually shift the discussion to something that we said we're going to talk about.
Mm.
Passion versus profit. Oh, not passion versus profit, but purpose versus passion. Like, that's a very interesting discussion.
Okay, I'm still confused. Say it again.
Purpose versus passion. Is there a difference?
Okay.
I think it's very important that we discuss this. This is a millennial discussion. And how does social media influence what you're passionate about?
I want to drop that backdrop. Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of people out there that want to be what they see out there in the world.
I see what you're saying now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Not everybody is supposed to be a rapper. You know?
Yeah, it's actually a proper social condition, eh? It's actually information overload.
It's crazy.
And that's what it's called. It's literally, because you see someone rapping and they're living their best lives, now you think that your purpose is to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Because you want to be that happy or whatever the case may be.
You know, I think there's a difference between seeing something that really amuses you and that entertains you and seeing something that you're good at. You know, Gareth Armstrong was saying that you know, it's more like a USP, it's a unique selling proposition. That's what you need to do your own reflection on. What am I good at?
Yeah.
What is that one thing that I bring to the table? And he says that I mean, what if you can, for instance, find your unique selling proposition? And then add passion to that.
Yeah.
And then that's where you're now going into business, because you will find ways to get people to start paying you for that. Mm. I think that that's important.
For me, that's how I would define passion. Passion is like fuel that you use to drive who you are. But how will you ever be able to drive who you are if you don't know who you are? If you're trying to project images of other people or project other people's lives into yours. The most important thing is realizing who you are, what you stand for, and never compromising on who you are. Then that's where you can use passion to move forward. Mm. I don't know. How would you define passion, Lesego?
For me, it's I don't want to even make it idealistic because it's so tough.
Yeah.
It's literally so tough because let's just put social media out the picture. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The person that you were in primary school, for example, is fundamentally different to the person that you are in high school. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps in primary school, you might be like, oh my gosh, I want to be like an athlete, you know, and you did that whole thing. And then you got to high school and you're like, okay, perhaps I want to switch sports, right? Or maybe I just want to be an academic, you know, and then you switch again fundamentally. And then you get to varsity, right? I have a friend now dating a chick. She's in her early 20s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's saying like, the probability of dating someone in your early 20s and then end up marrying them is very slim, because you change so fundamentally. You change so fundamentally in your early 20s that the person that you dated and the person that they are once they're done dating is probably not the same person.
Yeah. No, it's
true. You know? So I guess the question then becomes, yo, Simpiwe, what is your passion right now?
Yeah, I think it all flows from your identity. That's the thing. That's what I was going to say. Like, the most important thing is realizing who you are. Lesego, how would you describe your passion? Like, now, in general, I know back in the day you were passionate about sports. You were the athlete.
I was. I think now it's since I've been exposed to corporate, right?
Yeah.
And I've been exposed to this media thing. I can tell you now, I like corporate more than I do media.
Really?
I'll tell you why. So there's a whole power dynamic that I think people are missing. I think for a lot of the times, the media is always the front end.
Okay.
You know? So like, it's like having like a sports car, you know? It looks good. But 90% of the value is the engine that you don't see.
Mm.
And that is exactly corporate.
Mm.
I keep telling you, like, I sit back and I look at people and I'm like, I want to make money. You want to be a rapper? And, you know, I laugh to myself.
So,
and I'm like, you don't even know.
I feel like Lesego thinks corporate, or this is Lesego's view of corporate. Corporate, to some degree, is a Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pff.
And he enjoys the game.
Heavy.
And that's why.
Well, hold on. I'm even like, stop the music. Heavy.
He enjoy the game.
And there's no heroes, bro. There's no, you think you're the shit. There's no heroes.
Staring could die today.
Dude, you could be a senior executive and be jobless tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, it is literally Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So
then your passion is it power? Is it money?
I think it's multiple things. So here's one thing. I realize that people are multifaceted.
Okay.
I think for a lot of the time, you know, people always expect us to be one thing. So people are like, oh my gosh, you're an engineer. Oh, okay. But you don't look like an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk like one.
That's true.
You know, what you do for a living almost has nothing to do. And I'm like, yes, yeah, because people are multifaceted. Mm-hmm. So I think if I look at my passion, right, my passion is definitely things like, I love money. There's nothing wrong with liking money. People must get over that.
It's true.
Money is a beautiful thing. I love for my entertainment time to pay me, which is cool. And I love corporate culture.
Okay, so that's what you're passionate about. Now my question is, and maybe we should shift to Weza, where does purpose fit in then?
Purpose, interesting. I think purpose is what do you want to be remembered for?
Mm.
You know, when you leave the earth, or when you leave the room, or, you know, whenever you leave any environment, what is that... Like, for instance, I was thinking when we got here, it was close to the time that Simba had passed away, the one that was a presenter on Top Billing. And I heard what Gareth them had to say about him. No, he was a really great person. He would fill up the room with laughter and he would just, you know, bring a breath of fresh air into the room. And I thought, wow, what would I want to be remembered for? What if I died at 24, 25 like Simba did? You know, what would I want to be remembered for? Would people even talk like this?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where purpose comes in, is to say, well, what is the mark that you want to leave when you leave here? And I think that's pretty much, that's purpose for me,
So I'm gonna take what you guys have said and give you my own interpretation of the difference between passion and purpose.
Yeah.
For me, to some degree, I think passion is for you. It's for your self-fulfillment and your own growth. That's what gives you and makes you feel alive. Purpose, on the other hand, is not necessarily about you. And what you said is very important, Weza. It's what statement you make with your life so that other people can take forward. It is, in essence, really how you are influencing other people's lives to be better. And that's the powerful thing about purpose. Purpose is beyond you. That's why the greats we talk about them today still, because of the purpose they stood for and realizing that everything that they're standing for is above them, and it's to meet an injustice that a majority of people are struggling with. For me, if you put in your passion, if your passion becomes your purpose, that's a beautiful space to be in, because you find fulfillment in blessing and impacting other people's lives.
Wow.
That takes things to the next level.
That's beautiful. Now, Lesego, I often find that you, my friend, are very misunderstood, because you do not, you people only know about your passion, but they don't know that Lesego actually, just like Donald Trump, there is a purpose in there. Somewhere in there is a purpose. So tell me, Lesego, what is the purpose?
Hold on.
We're going to make so much money. We're going to be so rich.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
It's going to be a beautiful thing. You're gonna get tired of winning.
So, can I ask a question? And it's, you know, saying that, I was talking to one of the execs at work. Listen, imagine a young Donald Trump. Imagine a 20-year-old Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
And you said, Donald, what are you gonna do in your life? You know, what's the goal? What's the plan? What are you gonna do in your life? And then this young Donald Trump says, you know what? I'm going to be, and I mean, Donald Trump, everybody
knows. I'm going to own Miss Universe, the whole thing. I'm going to do like a big Miss Universe thing. I'm going to have so much money. I'm going to have like a lot of companies. I'm going to have a TV show that's all about like people trying to make money, and then I'm going to fire them the TV show. Then I'm going to be the president.
Yeah, and then I'm going to run for president.
That's even too specific. I mean, this guy would literally, I mean, it's very vague, right? You don't know what that prince is going to happen like in 20 years' time. Probably say something like, I want to be one of the richest men in the world, right? Which is some people's lifelong dream, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do that. And then once I'm done doing that, I will be the most powerful person in the world.
Mm.
Think about it. Think about how enormous these two
goals are.
Only like a fraction.
$5 million started back. Because, I mean, he's like, I didn't have much. I also, I didn't start off with much. I only had a small loan of $5 million for my dad.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
But wait. Yeah. I feel like we're being sidetracked. Lesego, what is your purpose?
Your purpose.
Oh, what is my purpose? My purpose, and one of the best definitions of a purpose I've ever heard was by Steve Jobs, and asked him, what's your purpose? And he's like, to make a dent in the universe.
Mm.
And that is literally all it is. Make a dent in the universe. How you do that, when you want to do that, is really all up to you.
Mm.
But essentially, it's about, are you able to do what you want, when you want, how you want to do it? Are you able to dictate how you make your dent in the universe?
Mm. That's interesting. So basically, you're saying you want to leave your mark. That's what you're saying.
Hey, leave your mark. I'm cool with that. Leave.
Breaking news just in. We now finally know what Lesego Mapanga's purpose is in life.
And it falls in line with leaving your mark.
He actually does want to leave a mark. Yeah. What type of mark do you want to leave, Lesego? Because you are very misunderstood, man. Very misunderstood. And this is your chance to talk to the people. You know, talk to the Republicans that voted, that didn't vote. Or who didn't vote? Yeah. But anyway,
whoever doesn't vote for Lesego,
talk to them, Lesego. Tell them that you're actually a good man and you want to do good things for the people. What are the good things that you want to do that will leave your mark?
We're going to make a lot of money.
Okay.
We're going to make a lot of money. We're going to redistribute it.
Yeah.
We're going to take back the land. And then we're going to be economically free in our lifetime. And that's it.
Mm.
I think it's as simple as that. Do you think it needs to be more difficult?
No, it doesn't. That's the beautiful thing about purpose. It doesn't need to be a complicated story. It just needs to be something that you stand for.
I probably won't build a church.
Yeah.
I probably won't start a charity.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people going to eat.
How are you going to distribute the money then?
So remember, it's all about. So
you're gonna say, okay, guys, I've got all the money now. Come work here. Yeah?
Exactly. And on a very serious note. On a very serious note,
that's like exactly what's happening
that's
right
a
now.
System. No, it's difference? A very thing is, you know what the problem is with us, that there's what we call institutionalized racism.
Yeah.
And it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. Imagine if you started one bank, right? So one bank, 25,000 jobs. I could probably employ the whole of Alex.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So wait, let's
so the thing is, it's about economic empowerment. So the real question is, how do you economically empower a people?
Yeah.
Once we understand that, those fundamentals, we'll know how to uplift the country.
Because I think what we need to realize is that we all have good intentions on the rise and the come up. But when you're in a position of power, power tends to change people.
Yeah.
So what's going to make you different, Lesego? How are you going to have all that power and manipulate the system?
Yeah.
Yeah, and manipulate the system to empower the people.
Because absolute power corrupts absolutely, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to have the right people around you. I'm not going to lie and bullshit people and be like, oh my gosh, this one person's better than the other because they won't be corrupted. Absolute power does corrupt absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just got to have the right people around you. They'll keep you in check all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as Simpiwa says, let's leave your mark, then I'm all right.
All right, man.
You know, we'll
I got
put,
you.
We'll keep the Bentley to the side. It's fine. We'll be like, we don't really need a Rolls Royce. Fine. It's cool. I'll keep the car that I have. M4's fine. Then we'll move.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a whole nature versus nurture conundrum, guys. No one is that immune to rise above certain situations without what is impacting them environmentally.
Yeah.
So your mom, your dad, your family, where you grew up, et cetera, it's a fundamental piece of who you are.
You know what? Well, I think where people normally get it wrong is that they don't clearly define their purpose before they achieve whatever they achieve.
Yeah.
So what happens is, it's like a dialing code. If you want to get it right, you need to dial 012. Let's say, for instance, that's Pretoria.
Yeah.
Because if you dial 021, you'll be in Cape Town. You're no longer where you thought you were going to go.
Yeah.
So it's really important to get the basics right in order for you to really do what you initially wanted to do.
Mm.
So that is clearly defining exactly the gap that you want to fill in the world. You know, like there's a certain book, for instance, that says you must even, the book forces you to write down what you must have written on your tombstone.
Yeah.
And what people need to read out about you when you are lying there. Like,
exactly.
Here lies, and then the lines are open. So now when you write that down, you're literally writing down your purpose to say, this is what I want to be known for. This is what I want to be remembered for. And only once that is really in stone, in a way to say, okay, this is what I'm going to go for in life. Then now you start putting the measures in place to start building that type of life, and you work hard at it with your passion and so on, and your unique value proposition. And that's where you're going to really make a really good difference. But normally people, I'm going to allow you. So normally people do all these hard working type of things, and then they think, once I get elected, then I'll decide what I'm going to do. It's almost like what with Trump right now. He got elected, and yet no one really, really knows what he's going to do yet.
Yeah, all he wants to do is build a wall.
Yeah.
All he wants to do is build a really big wall.
So Weathers has said something very powerful there. He really said that you need to know where you want to end up, because if you don't define that, you'll go the wrong way. For me, the most important thing is realizing that you have your life to live, and never let another person's purpose influence yours. You need to embrace your purpose and embrace it to the max. Don't try and be somebody else. Try and be yourself. Embrace who you are and express yourself with every ounce of your being. I'm going to J. Cole on this, and he basically said, the good news is you came a long way, the bad news is you went the wrong way.
That was deep.
You better make sure you go the right way.
Yeah.
And from the beginning, from the outset, because that is how you make an impact and a dent with your life.
Yeah.
And you know, it's about always keeping yourself in check.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, listen, it's the second month of 2017, guys. Prep is done. It's over.
Yeah.
Mm. You can't be like, I'm still preparing for 2017. No. Like, homie, we're already running. Like,
yeah,
we're coasting already.
Yeah.
But it's very important to always keep yourself in check. Because, like, you know, the more you run and things start to influence you, you know, you start to sway from left to right, you know? And you move your direction. So always keep yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Always keep yourself in check.
Yeah. Well, we're still doing that poll on Twitter. Can Blue Ticks cause you to break up with someone? At the moment, there's about 2 minutes remaining. It's really neck to neck. There's 43 votes in. It's really really changing. Every second, it's changing. Okay, there's already 43 votes in, and it's really neck to neck right now.
So while we're waiting for the final results, can I just read some of the tweets I'm getting? It's quite lit out here. So I asked, what has social media done for you, and how has it influenced you? So at @Vuyo_Seti said, Black Twitter is going to give me a PhD.
Hello.
Yo, it's lit out here. Like, yo, somebody else said that it's taught me that not everything is real. It has taught me to mind my own business. That's very powerful.
Yeah.
That is very powerful. Yeah. Because you can get up caught up in so many other people's lives and business and not even progress in your life.
Yeah, it has actually taught me that so many people see things in so many different ways.
Yeah.
For instance, you could put up something thinking that it was really funny. If you look at, for instance, on Facebook, if you look at these funny videos, let's say a dad was playing with his child and then the child was either messy or sleepy or even crying.
Yeah.
Then there's so many people who think that is super hilarious. Then there are people who think that that is child, you know, like some sort of child abuse.
Yeah.
How the hell could you do that? What type of parents are you? Some people are morons. Then people start fighting amongst each other. You see like 1,000 comments, but some of them are not even about this anymore, you know? So that's actually something that I've also learned through social media, is that people are so opinionated and there's so many different opinions out there that you need to literally watch what you say, how you say it, unless you are prepared to.
One thing I've learned also is that you need to be very intentional with what you say, because there's always somebody out there that's gonna try and catch you out so that they can be seen.
But also,
there are some serious haters out there, bro.
Also, though, if you're gonna be a penny sparrow, then I hope you do say what you don't. I hope you do tweet before you think, so we can expose you properly and know exactly what type of scam is living in the country. It's made the world a smaller place.
Well, on the other side, when things are going rough on social media, you can always, you know, rest assured that it will blow over. You know, in about a day or so, people will have forgotten. Well, the polls are about to end right now in a few seconds, and we will release the results pretty soon. In fact, there's just about 1% that is separating these results right here. 1%.
Oh my
god.
That is
such, like, I have a problem with those results now.
Nah, that's
because 1%. If people say that blue ticks do not break up people, right? Why then, you know, once we escalated, why do we have such a high divorce rate? Like, forget about blue ticks.
Yo, let's take it to another level.
No, forget about blue ticks now. Now there's like so many other things that can like end relationships like in a heartbeat.
0 to 1,000 real quick.
It's so easy.
Yo.
So like they're lying if they're like, oh my gosh, like my relationship is like so hectic. You know what? That's like new love. They're only saying that because Valentine's Day is coming. We're going to run the same poll. We're going to run the same poll after Valentine's Day. I really want to hear what you guys need to say then.
Oh yeah, my gosh. Right?
Okay, cool. So, okay, the poll's still ending in a few seconds.
So basically what
Lesefo's saying,
it just changed real quick. So wait, the last second.
Wait.
One vote changed it all.
Wait.
Yeah, go for it.
So wait, what Lesefo's basically trying to say is people are trying to play it safe right now. They're trying to get their Valentine's gift.
Dog. Have you seen some of those gifts? Like some dudes go all out. Like bringing some jewelry that costs more than your family tree. Like some guys really go. I don't blame them.
This is too much.
I mean, like on Instagram now, like you're not popping unless you buy someone like an exaggerated gift. Probably like buy them a house or something.
Imagine. Okay, Wiz, I'm ready. I'm ready.
We're ready. Cool. You ready?
All right. Yeah. So here are the results, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter has spoken, right? And here's what Twitter says. So in the last few seconds, like in the last 10 seconds, it was literally neck to neck, and then let me count, 8 votes came in and then they swayed everything. Yes. So right now, the question was, can blue ticks cause you to break up with someone? 49% said yes.
Lies.
And 51% said no.
So it is that close. Wait. So before that,
most people were saying yes, it will cause them to break up with
someone.
What
the flip,
if you blue tick me, I will break up with you. I will dump your behind, boy. Listen, if you got somebody better that you are talking to instead of me, I will break up with you.
Wow. So people reckon that have pretty strong relationships.
Guys.
Huh?
Yeah. I know is, you know, one of these days we're going to talk, be talking about polls on Instagram and how, no, this certain type of picture does the most in life. I'm waiting for that day because clearly social media is evolving to that.
You know what? I'm digesting all that information. Run another poll now and just be like, what do side chicks think about this? I'm sure they're laughing at that poll. They're like, oh, really? You think your relationship is that stable?
Yeah.
You think your relationship is that
stable?
That's
messy, right?
Okay, that's a rough one, but it might need a lot of time. So we will try and do that in the next series where we talk about relationships yet again. But thank you very much for joining us for this one. It's been absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And this has been very insightful as well. Thank you very much for interacting on social media. In fact, you can keep it going at cliffcentral.com and hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. We'll check out your tweets. We'll check out your comments. I'm at Where's That Guy.
I'm at St. Pewe Petros.
And I'm at LSG _ down dash Mapanga.
Everything.
Yeah, man. So it's been another one of those short hours. For me, myself, last words is we're going into the weekend yet again. Guys, carry on slaying. Take care of yourselves. We will see you again in the shortest hour of the week next week. And yeah, man, let's just make 2017 a great time. I say a quote from two of Lil Wayne's songs mashed up together. The times have changed. The time now is, oh shucks, I forgot the quote.
It's okay, man. Still away.
What last word? Those are powerful last
words.
Wait.
I'm gonna get the quote.
Okay,
because
so
people have been retweeting it.
Okay, so from my side, all I'm gonna say is never be ashamed to blue tick a person. Like, be real. Don't compromise on who you are. Stand for who you are. Don't let the system dictate who you should be. This is your hour. This is your time. Take charge of your life and most definitely leave your mark.
Nice. From my side, let's drop the music.
Oh, Lesego's going deep, guys.
Hello.
This is very rare, but okay, I'm listening.
Forget what the world thinks. Forget what the experts think. Forget what the knowledge experts think. Because really, they don't know much. Make your dance in the universe. Do your thing and do it your way. The truth is, there are no rules to life. There really aren't.
Exactly.
There's never been a manual. So anybody going to tell you anything otherwise is really talking such rubbish and talking bullshit. But most of all, the most important thing I'm going to say to you is listen to what Swizz is going to say now.
Times have changed. The time now is... Well, shut
up. And I set you up so nicely.
Times have changed. The time is now or never. Hashtag live your dream.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Unplugged Radio Show. CliffCentral.com.